that.
All right, I'm here with the Swan Brothers. How's it going, guys?
Life is good, man. Yeah. I'm about to play the beach here at Deerfield.
Deerfield Beach.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, there's the Deerfield Beach Country Music Festival. I think it's the sixth year. It's the first time they've actually brought in a real headliner. It's always been local acts. There's more people out there than ever, so...
Awesome.
Because you're here, the local acts that are playing now are getting a bigger exposure, so...
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
I'm sure they appreciate it.
Who's the headliner?
Some guys named the Swan Brothers. I don't know if you heard of them or not. All right, you guys released a new EP called Pretty Cool Scars last month, which includes your new single, Don't Call Me. Have you started your radio tour yet? And if so, how's the feedback been from the DJs?
Yeah, man, Don't Call Me, it keeps moving every week. We've been, like, I think this past week we were up 4 spots. So that's a great feeling. So thanks to all of Country Radio for supporting us and, you know, making the phone calls and visiting stations when we can. And the music video came out for Don't Call Me. CMT added it. I think we just hit the top 12 on CMT.
That's great.
Yeah, and then GAC is adding it, I think, this week or this coming week. So, man, we're blessed, dude. Life's good, and the new record, I won't say everything. I'll let you talk about the new record.
We're super pumped. I think this is some of the funnest, best music we've done. We got to work with Brad Hill, who's been nominated for Grammys this year. He's worked with Maren Morris and Brothers Osborne, and he kind of just brought out some new sides to us. And musically, as a musician, I'm so pleased with how this came out sonically and vocally. And it's cool. It's always nice to have fresh stuff, you know.
Yeah. Okay. How would you describe the style of this new EP?
Fresh. It's a different side of us, and Brad, you know, pulled that out of us. And, you know, it's just, I think as a musician and as an artist, you want to grow, and you definitely, I think, can see the growth and how we pushed ourselves with this record. And, man, and that gives credit to the musicians and producers and, you know, to this guy for pushing each other. You know, as brothers, you can fight, and we fight about everything. And on this record, we fought for what we wanted to do, and so we did it, and, you know, somehow it came out cool. So.
All right. Now, you guys just spent a year on the road with fellow Okie, Carrie Underwood. What was that experience like?
It was insane, man. You know, not only was it a huge tour, you know, and Lord knows she didn't have to share her fans with us. We did not have to be there, but she was gracious enough to give us a spot, so we thank her tremendously for that. But you know, it's one of the biggest tours that we've ever been on. I mean, it is the biggest tour we've ever been on. And not only that, it was 360 degrees, and there's people on every side of you, and so that was quite the experience and a learning experience. And she's such a superstar, you know, on and off the stage, and incredible sweetheart and good friend. So we had a blast. We learned a lot.
All right. You got any cool prank stories from that tour?
You know, the very first night, this really wasn't a prank. The very first night, we're not used to stages that big. You know, we weren't used to all the mechanics and, you know, getting under stages to come up right. Like, we literally rose through a stage. Like, we felt like rock stars. But the very first night, my brother actually, during Carrie's show, we actually go up and we sang Fish in the Dark with her.
Yep.
And so the very first night, man, my brother hit his head so hard under the stage when we were sneaking into our spot. Wow. And, like, it literally knocked him back on his back. Like, he had a big, like, gash. Like, it was bleeding. And he's like, man, is this okay? And I just pretty much lied to him. I was like, no, dude, there's nothing there. And so that was our first night on the tour. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this we got to get...
concussion.
Yeah, we got to get used to this kind of stuff.
Wow. Okay. I think most fans know you guys from The Voice, but you've been known as the Swan Brothers for a while now. Tell me about how you guys got started in music.
Man, I will give credit to my parents. They had a Southern gospel group growing up, and we were on a makeshift tour bus playing churches with them all around. And he started playing drums when he was 3 years old, and, you know, I started singing when I was about 3, and we just thought it was normal. We thought everyone did music, you know. It's all we've ever known. We don't have any backup plans either. So credit to the parents for believing in us and not being stage parents. Like, the first time they took us to Nashville, we wanted to go there instead of Disney World. Like, we just literally just canceled our trip to Disney World to go to Nashville. We wanted to go get a record deal. So
yeah.
I was like 9, he was 12, and they let us walk in and out of all these record, you know, labels by ourselves and just get kicked out. And yeah. Like, so.
Run to the fire.
Yeah, it was tough love, but I'm glad they did it.
All right. Let's see. Your last two album releases were EPs. Is that the new direction you think music is headed in?
You know, I think for us, you know, a lot of factors went into play. Everything from schedule, you know, with the producer, schedule being home off the road. I mean, I think we were only home maybe 20 days last year, and we planned for those days to be in the studio and cut 6 songs. But I also, you know, I like the fact that you can put out a handful of songs and get music to people quicker. And I think the fans appreciate it, too.
Right.
You know, everybody's used to hitting a button and downloading quick, so,
yep.
You know, we want to put out music as fast as we can, so. I don't know if that's our direction or music's direction, but right now it seems to be working, and I'm sure we'll do another full length someday, you know, when we have time. But the most important thing is giving our fans what they want, and they were asking for new music, so we did it.
All right. Not just some random questions I usually ask people when I do interviews. Do you remember the first time you heard yourself on the radio, and what was that like?
I do. I just pulled into my house. It was like almost midnight, and Later On came on, and I was eating Taco Bell and almost spilled it everywhere, like the lettuce went everywhere, you know, and it was a great feeling. There's nothing better than hearing your song on country radio. Like, it's just a one-of-a-kind feeling.
Okay, outside of music, what is something that you're each really passionate about?
Man. You go for it.
I love hunting. I love the hunting industry. Anything outdoors, really. Fishing.
Yeah. Did Blake ever take you out hunting?
Yeah. I just went with Blake this past Thanksgiving.
We went with Blake.
Well, the reason I say I is because I actually got a deer and Colton did not. But that's
true. That is true.
All right.
For me, you know, I love to golf a lot. Like, if I can, I'm terrible, but I love to golf.
You know, so. All right. What has been the biggest wow moment of your career?
Playing out Grand Ole Opry is always just amazing for us. It's just, it never gets old. We've played it so many times, and the chills and like the eerie feeling never leaves. And the eerie isn't good because you just know what legends have played there.
Yeah. Okay. What is the number one item on your bucket list?
That's a good one.
I think for us right now, I think a number one would be great. You know, just to get our first number one under our belts, and that would be pretty epic, I think.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. We're here on the beach. Do you guys do a lot of fishing?
Yeah, I love to fish.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught?
Probably I was catfishing at Spaniard Creek in Oklahoma, and I was eighth grade. I was eighth grade, and whatever age that is, I can't really remember. But yeah, it was probably like a 20-pound catfish.
Okay.
You know, so it was one of those bottom feeders.
Yep. And you?
To be honest,
he's too impatient.
I couldn't tell you.
He's too impatient.
Gotcha.
I couldn't tell you what the biggest one. I probably got pictures, and I could probably lie about it like everybody, all the other fishermen do, but...
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. A 2-pound became a 22-pound.
Yeah. Flying something here? Mm-hmm. Okay, last question. Part of what we do at Software Adventure Music is, you know, we have the media side where we do interviews and do photography. I'll be out there taking pictures later. We also work with a lot of local artists. In fact, the 4 bands on the main stage today that opened for you, I work with. I help promote them.
Amazing.
I help manage them, do whatever they need, and I'm here to help them. What advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
You know, I definitely, there's going to be a lot of times, I know for us, that you almost want to throw in the towel. And I think perseverance, I know that's cliche, but, you know, an easy answer would be go do The Voice. You know, because whether you win or lose.
I've had a couple artists out there.
That is definitely... some fans that will stick by you, you know, if you get any exposure. And the people there are great. I mean, everyone from the producers, obviously the coaches, Blake Shelton, he's a friend to us now.
Yeah.
But there's a big difference in music and music business, and so I wouldn't let it get you down. Just keep on going.
Absolutely. And they're doing it like it. Maggie Ball.
She's on
stage. Yeah. She's like been tweeting, and you can tell she just appreciates her fans, or you know, the people that interact. Like I was actually looking at her socials and stuff, and she writes back, and that goes miles, you know, because at the end of the day, between your fans and radio, that's who's driving your career. You know, it's not record labels, it's not anyone else besides those fans and country radio.
Yeah. All right, thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Have a good one, man.
You too.